Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 244, I think. My name's Turner Sparks.
I'm Mike Kaplan.
You can find me at turnersparks.com. Come check me out on tour. I will be going out in September. I'm going to be first stops Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then I'm going to Ardmore, Oklahoma for all you people in Ardmore. Come hang out. September 16th, Andrew Heaton and I, Professor Andrew Heaton and I, what do we say? Dr. Heaton. We will be at Hyenas Comedy Club in Dallas, Texas, September 16th. Get tickets to that. They're going quick. And then we'll be all over. I'll be all over California, Oregon, New York City. Other places, Las Vegas, a week in Las Vegas at the Tropicana. That's all coming up in the fall. Kaplan is here. You can find Kaplan at Cap'n America on all social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Kaplan,
what's going on?
On the podcast today, we're talking about Australia. They're back in lockdown.
I've looked it up.
They've been in like 5, 6, maybe 10 lockdowns. We couldn't even deal with one. And they're finally getting antsy about 7 or 8, 9.
Getting a little antsy.
Thanks for bringing me on
so I can listen to you.
You're not on the show
yet. Quiet down there.
Coming up later. We will get to that later,
because they're a bunch of criminals. They get this in the genes. They don't listen to the rules. So, Australia.
Before we get to that, Kevin, we have Andy Curtin coming up later. You heard his voice unceremoniously there for a second, but he's not on the show for the next few minutes. Before we get to him, we got Patreon. For everyone who likes this show, we like that you listen to the show. What we'll love it if you subscribe to our Patreon channel, because that's the only way we get paid. This show's free.
Yeah,
you're downloading
like you
it. Apple's making money off of us.
Big Apple.
Big tech. If you're big against tech. Big tech, support us.
Yeah.
If you don't like the Silicon Valley, everything they're trying to do, ruin the world, then support us. And you go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. We do 3 extra episodes a week, live from the bunker, full-on comedy podcast. $5 a month is all it takes.
What's that in Australia?
To put Kaplan's kids back in school.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to go to school. I'm going to pull them out early and then work the farm because I need money.
They're going to have to work the family farm in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Family farm this year because I don't got a job.
And for $10 a month, is that what we give away these shirts for? You get a Lost in America number one in Armenia t-shirt.
I'm holding up the mug, the Lost in Armenia mug, which you can buy. It's that emblem on a t-shirt for free if you give us $10 one month.
It's free for only $10 a month.
Yeah.
For $20 a month, for free, for $20 a month, we will read your advertisement on this podcast.
Yeah,
that's all it takes. You'll get a 30-second to 1-minute ad for us to say literally whatever you want us to say for a minute.
Do we have an ad today?
A month. What?
Do we have one today?
No, we don't have one today.
Oh, okay.
Well. It's thanks for checking in. It's 20, but it's
I'm getting loose.
Go ahead, Kaplan.
No, I said I'm getting ready to read the ad read if we have one. But no, we got it next week, I believe.
How would you read the ad read if you didn't know that we had an ad read?
Well, I know we have one in the it went coming up, so I didn't know. I was very excited for the one coming up, so I didn't know.
Next
what
week, that'll next be week, next yeah. week. Here's a free ad read, though. Peja Bajovic, one of our regular guests we have on this show out in Croatia, just released a comedy special. It's on Amazon Prime. You guys can go check it out. He recorded it in Montenegro, but it's in English.
That's
the
good.
Balkan Brain is what
the
it's
Balkan
called.
Brain. He's one of our favorite, one of our best blowhards. He's like, we give him blowhard all-star status.
Yes.
He's first up there team with blowhard.
Andrew Heaton and all the greats, because he's a guy where you ask him, he might know 50% of the information, but he's going to tell you he knows 100.
He's going to give you 100% answer. Yeah.
We don't like these guests who come on our show and we go, well, what's going on in your country? They go, I don't know.
Yeah. Wiffle waffle. I shouldn't speak to that. You know,
yeah,
I really
these people who say
that.
They shouldn't speak
no,
to it.
Speak to everything.
Speak. That's why you're on the show. They say, I'm not an expert. I'm not an expert, so I shouldn't speak about that. Well, then what are you doing on our show?
Yeah, you ask me how to cook bacon, I will give you an answer. Because I am an expert on everything.
Bacon.
I can speak to it. Fry it.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about Australia. So, Cap, here's what I know. And Andy Curtin's coming on in a minute. Here's what I know about Australia. I know that they went into a heavy, intense lockdown. So
yeah,
we had lockdown in America, but really it didn't. It was 2 weeks. Most people didn't even obey those two
weeks.
But we
had mini lockdowns for months. Like, not like a lockdown, but yeah, like we had rules. We had a lot of rules. But
we never had it. We had a 2 week lockdown. Yeah. And then the rest of it was just, well, wear your mask when you're, you know, not at the bar. Don't worry about the barbershop, but wear your mask when you're at a restaurant, but not when you're eating at the restaurant.
Right, eat outside. We couldn't eat inside. We had stuff like that. That was our
other version. Countries had real lockdowns where they couldn't leave their house. Australia had one of those, and then they couldn't leave their state, I think, for a long time. And they had no coronavirus for like a year. And also, they're an island. They're this big island, so they weren't letting any foreigners in.
That's the key.
Which, you know, a lot of people here would be happy with not letting foreigners in.
Yeah, they somehow spun it around and said, we're not letting foreigners in. And that became the smug liberal move that was acceptable.
Mind-blowing.
But they were very proud of themselves for it was really getting for like, and it was an upset to me because I didn't picture the Australian people as types who would take coronavirus very seriously based on every Australian I know.
Yeah,
likes the pub, you know, so. But yeah, they took it very seriously. They were very proud of themselves. They had no cases. And then we read that now they're people are protesting in the streets. They don't want the lockdowns. They have lots of cases anyway. And I read they're shooting dogs and killing dogs that have coronavirus. That's how low it's gotten over there.
I saw that headline. I didn't read the story, but
yeah, they've really gone to a place where if you want to get people like Western women especially to turn on your country, you know what you do? You kill dogs. That's
wait,
like
why are they killing dogs, Kaplan? Because the dogs have coronavirus, so they're just shooting them in the head?
The dogs came into contact with people who had coronavirus.
So they shoot the dog?
They shot the dogs, yeah.
Are you sure
dogs
this
can't
is real?
Wear a mask. Yeah, they don't mask up. I'll get you. So, yeah, they just said, we'll
so
take
they're
care.
Shooting anyone who doesn't mask up, is what you're saying, including animals.
Basically, shooting everything.
Well, that's
anyone
good.
Breaks lockdown. So that's what they're
so
at.
Anyway, so the point being is that now they tried all these measures, and they're still having this crazy outbreak right now. Andy Curtin, you know him from the founder, co-founder. He and I founded the Kung Fu Comedy Club in Shanghai, China. He also, you have a comedy special out on Comedy Central in Asia. What's the name of it? Welcome to the show, Andy.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Now you may
now
speak.
Now you can pipe up. How did we do on that recap of the last year and a half in your country? That you're now recently back in your country. You were in Hong Kong for a while, China for a long time, and now you've come back, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago to this mess?
Yeah, a month ago now. Actually, coming up to 2 months, actually, yeah.
2 months. How did we do on that recap?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm qualified to really comment. Yeah, there was some truth in there. There was a couple of bulls. I don't think that's where they shot the dogs. I think they shot. I didn't read too far into it, but I think they shot the dogs at like a shelter because they didn't want people going out to the shelter.
They said the volunteers had come in contact with them. I guess had COVID, and they just said like we're just taking care of the dogs now because. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought they didn't want people out there going to pick up the dogs. But anyway.
Oh, really? Yeah. Maybe. That's,
oh, so
that's
to even... stop people from adopting dogs, they just shot
them?
They're just going into a shelter shoot. It makes it worse.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like you're worse than the Taliban, Australian government. You're going to get Western women to really turn hard on you.
Oh, my God.
No, no. In the Taliban, you're allowed to travel between states. It's a little different.
There you go.
So is it true that you cannot travel between states?
Let's start. Not at all, no. I mean, you travel between states, mate. I can't go to the end of my street.
Mm.
So is it – okay, so here's what I read. Is that because early on, as Cap and I were saying, is we said we're going to lock down. And then that meant 2 weeks of just hanging out with your friends. But no,
watch,
you know.
Netflix, a lot of Netflix.
Yeah. But you guys, I've read it's Melbourne now where you're based, is in its fifth lockdown. Is that true?
So I missed most of the lockdown. They had huge lockdowns last year, and I only just got back. But this current lockdown, so they kind of extended every 2 weeks, right? So they say it's 2 more weeks, but it's probably the rest of the year. But they're saying it's 2 weeks. And this 2 week block, they will pass London as the most lockdown city in the world during COVID. Ooh, and as far as I know, London's lockdown hasn't been anywhere near as severe as here.
So what does the lockdown mean? Because it means different things to everybody. So what does it mean in Australia? What are the actual rules?
Well, it seems like Melbourne's a little bit more severe than Sydney. We're only allowed to go out of the house if we're going to the supermarket or to go for a run for an hour, and you can only go within 5 kilometers of your house, which is not much because it's a really sprawled out city.
So you're on a 5K.
I basically can't catch up with most of the people I know under I can't, you're like, maybe you can exercise with someone if they're in your neighborhood, but you can't further than that. I can't catch up with anyone.
That's like how it was when we first, like, that sounds similar to the first 2 weeks out here, because like, it was a big thing. People would be like, call their neighbor and be like, hey, you want to go for a walk? Let's hang out outside.
But we could go. It wasn't a law against leaving. We had, the subway never stopped running in New York City, for instance. You could just get
You're
on.
You're right. They can never actually make it a law.
But how do they enforce the 5K thing? Do they have, like, if they police? Do they check your ID or your check your cable bill to see where you live? Like, how do they?
Yeah, they check your license plate. They pull you over. They check your address. And the police are policing it.
It's crazy. I can't imagine them doing that.
And what's going on? So we've read that people have like had enough of it, and at least in Melbourne, there's these big protests going on, right? What's the deal with that?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's tough because like, I think it's good that they're trying to address it, but there's two sides to the coin. Like, definitely the lockdowns are fucking severe. It's really hard on people. And like in Sydney, the cases are kind of getting out of control and they're falling off a cliff. Sydney's fucked. I mean, if Sydney wasn't shit enough as a city before, it's really upping its game.
Look at that rivalry.
It's not rivalry. I mean, it's just a piece of shit place. like I live in a better place. There's not really two comparison between the two of them. So Sydney's like 900 cases a day and going up every day. But that might not sound much to American because you have like 900 cases in your apartment. But that's like their trajectory is they're going to be 3,000 cases a day within a month, I think. And Melbourne's at like hasn't crossed 100. You know, I think it's 70 cases or something, and most of them in quarantine. But they want to get to – they have this zero strategy, which I understand is a foreign concept to you guys, but zero – like a lot of places like Taiwan, Singapore, China, they're all just trying to get to zero, and New Zealand as well. And it's fucked because even if they get to zero, it's just going to keep spilling across the border because Sydney's exploded. And everyone knows we're going to, like anyone that's got half a brain realizes we're going to be stuck like this for 6 months. And it's brutal. And really with 15 cases a day in a city of 7 million, the risk for anyone vaccinated is pretty low. So I understand people are pissed off that they're forced to stay inside, you know, when there's like almost no risk at all, just because there's almost none out there and they're vaccinated. And I think that's – and then you've got anti-vaxxers and just people who are nuts in general. So they managed to get a bit of a crew.
What? Yeah, I would. So what happens to business in this scenario? Like, if no one can go outside for 6 months, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing we learned is like a lot of society still functions, and there are a lot of like this. Here's where it gets really annoying, because and why people get pissed off is like essential workers. Like, apparently, if you work in a bottle shop, you're an essential worker.
Making yes. bottles, or you mean liquor store? Like a,
I mean a liquor store. Like, okay, you're selling out.
I'm making bottle craftsmen.
No, I don't know. We call it a bottle-o, but if you're okay. selling alcohol from a store that only sells alcohol,
well,
you're
I mean,
an essential worker.
You could, I would argue that that's true. There's a lot of people who would just fall over and die if they couldn't drink for a couple of days.
Yeah, and then also, like, in our state, they've got, like, it's a labor government, so the unions are kind of got them by the balls. So, like, construction's just operating like normal. So,
building
like,
stuff, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is still going on. Like, cafes are still going on, but only through the window kind of stuff. So, you know, and then a lot of industries are just work from home and they're fine. Like, law firms are fine and stuff like that. So, and then, you know, live entertainment industry are getting grants from the government, but the industry's just completely halted. And then, yeah, I mean, restaurants are getting fucked pretty bad. They had a thing called JobKeeper where, because it wasn't while I was here, so I'm not so familiar with it, but people were getting money even though they couldn't work from the government. So I think you had a similar thing in the US. Yeah, I don't know if that's
Kaplan's
running.
Still on.
I'm still getting, I have 2 weeks left, I think.
Kaplan money. Yeah, this unemployment money has been like a real boon for
a lot of American
people.
Our Patreons are going to come through once it's over in 2 weeks, people.
Yeah, Kaplan has 2 weeks more of Uncle Biden giving him money, and then he needs Patreon
you guys,
to step up.
You guys claim all that money, and then but you don't even like you just go and work anyway.
No, we're not. No, Kaplan. I can guarantee you, Kaplan has not been working.
Yes,
he barely even helps on this podcast.
Exactly.
If that helps the government.
Yeah, the economy.
He wants
the economy,
but he says Turner. I would love to help you edit that episode, but then I would have to work and tell the government about it. So, you know, he's hands off.
All right, we're getting the claws out. This is great. Let's talk about you two. Let's get on the couch.
Oh, this is most of the show anyway. No, this is not anything new. So people are getting like unemployment money. Like, is the government?
I think they haven't done it for this round yet. Like, they did it throughout the shutdowns last year. At the moment, okay. What I'm seeing is a lot of grants and stuff. Because I came back here for a job, so I've got a job right now. So I'm not getting any money from the government, under any circumstances. So I'm not so dialed into that. But what I'm seeing a lot of is, you know, all these events getting music comedy festivals getting canceled and stuff. So they're paying a lot of money to venues and stuff that are just getting creamed at the moment. And it was kind of fucked because they were open. Like, they went into lockdown my day two out of quarantine. So I did 2 weeks in quarantine whilst they were open and then stepped straight into a lockdown. And so, like, people 2 months ago thought it was open. All these events were planned and all this stuff was going on. And so it's kind of hit it like a freight train.
And how realistic is this idea of getting to zero cases?
Oh, it's impossible. There's no possibility.
That's the thing. It's totally impossible. We've learned now. That's why this is.
Well, you know. Well, hang on a second. Like, in the US, it was not possible. But in many other places, it was possible and achieved.
Yeah, but I mean, you can get it even if you're vaccinated. So it's like the idea that you're never going to eradicate it seems. You know
no,
what
but
I mean?
Kaplan, they have.
They did eradicate.
New Zealand got rid of it.
Yeah, but
they
no,
did
it,
actually,
it's going to. But it's going to keep coming back. They're not going to get rid of it.
Anyway, Andy, what's the possibility of getting rid of it?
The problem is that in Melbourne, we probably could. But the problem is that because Sydney's just gone out of control, is it's just going to keep spilling across the border. Like, you can protect a sea border because we're an island, but you can't protect a land border like that.
Yeah.
Especially when it's gotten so out of control. So that's the reason it won't get to zero, is because Sydney's shit.
Well, that's the thing. Immigration, you can't close your border forever. So that's the other thing.
Well, you can close it till you get vaccinated. That's the people that, like, you look at Singapore had zero COVID and they are now like 80% vaccinated and they're changing their strategy. They're like, all right, we're gonna now open things up now that we're very vaccinated. But the vaccination rates are super low here.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Why? So what I read is that, in July, 15% of people were vaccinated. Now it's 29% as of like 2 or 3 days ago that I saw. What's happened? I mean, like most of the developed countries in the world are much further along than that.
Yeah, so what happened was, so like the biggest company in Australia on the stock market is an immunology company. And it's just a giant of making vaccines and stuff like that. And so the government basically said to them, we're going to give you the money to figure out how we get vaccines for everyone. And that company put all their eggs in AstraZeneca because obviously that was the most profitable way for them to do it. But they were like, it's a company called CSL and they did it. And then all this news came out about the blood clots and the government panicked and said, nobody take AstraZeneca. Like they said that. They said nobody should take AstraZeneca. And then they came out and they were like, okay, maybe young people should take it. Take it if you feel like it. And then they just kept going back and forth and there was no COVID here. So people were like, okay, we're hearing you that Pfizer's coming. We'll wait for Pfizer. So it's not that people are anti-vax. It's that people are like, we don't need it now. We'll wait until the good one is here.
And now they need it. Is the good one there yet? Is Pfizer there yet?
It's they have some, but they don't have enough.
And so people would rather just wait for that than take AstraZeneca?
Well, it depends where you are as well. So like a lot of the Pfizer's getting channeled into, so New South Wales, Sydney's the capital of New South Wales, Melbourne's the capital of Victoria. So, you know, New South Wales is trying to channel its Pfizer into the places where the virus is kind of spreading around. You know, people in Melbourne, I guess, are getting, I got Pfizer. I was in Hong Kong. So getting Pfizer in Hong Kong's like, they're just throwing it out, you know?
Yeah.
And then here, there's a real push from people to be like the real virtue signalers are like, well, I took AstraZeneca because I'm a good person, you know?
Same as Johnson & Johnson, I believe, right? It's got the blood clot issue, but it doesn't affect most people, right? So really, you could take it. It's not.
Well, you know, if you really want to get technical about it, the blood clot issue might be, you know, so small not to worry about, but the effectiveness of Pfizer is higher.
It is, yeah.
And it is way better to have a country of people vaccinated on Pfizer than AstraZeneca. There's just no question about it. Because the thing that we've learned now in like Iceland and Israel is that there is no herd immunity. It's just not coming. But what there is that when you've got a real high vaccination effectiveness throughout the community, that you get way less deaths and less infections and all of that. So it's sort of like, It is actually better for people to get Pfizer, but they're running the gauntlet now of not being vaccinated enough at a time when the virus is just raging. And people are like massively in denial about, like, when I came here, I was like, wow, we're going to be in this for 6 months. And people are like, no, I think we'll be out of lockdown next week. I'm like, what the fucking planet?
That was what we all thought a year ago, but that was a year ago before, or a year and a half ago before we had any information.
And you guys are the lowest vaccinated country, I believe. It's like the OECD. Is that what it's called? I don't even know. You know what that mean? That's like a lot of Western countries, right? Yeah. And you're number one at the bottom, so you should.
I don't think they call that number one.
Yeah. Number one at the worst.
Take that, smug Australians. You're killing
Kaplan,
dogs.
I mean, but also this idea of going into a fifth lockdown. Like, Kaplan, what would America do if we went into a second lockdown? We've literally only had one, and it didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends. Also, we have different areas of the country where, like, they basically, you know, they would literally, if they did what you're doing in Australia and America, people would get out their guns and be on the streets,
like, immediately.
Immediately, they wouldn't put up with it. They just wouldn't.
Yeah, but I mean, Americans would do that if, you know, if you tried to high five them. I mean, they're pretty low bar for pulling out the guns.
I mean, they're almost gonna do it if on mask mandates again. So let alone lockdowns.
I know people literally would do. Yeah, if they don't want to wear masks, they're about to go shooting people, not dogs or, at least, but
yeah,
humans.
Not dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
It's
I think like the last couple of years for everyone is just like, if you're anything like me, it's just paying attention to the psychology of how people respond to stuff. And when I meet people here, when I can see people or even just talk to them on the phone, you usually get some pretty far out ideas. And my takeaway from it is that people are just stressed out and they're just latching onto any idea. And, you know, I was talking to my brother the other day, he's ranting about some random report. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense, but you're probably just stressed out.
So how did this start? Because if you look at the numbers, Australia had like one case in a day, two cases, one, three, one, two, one, three. And then around June, it started ramping up and really went, it went out of control, meaning you now have like 800 a day. Well, we still have 5,000 a day in our one state. But how did it start? How did it get into Australia?
Let me add one more thing to the lockdown, because you guys didn't mention this and it's huge, I think, is the thing that's really killing a lot of people is that the schools are closed. And that is just
now you're
murdering
speaking
people.
Language.
And I want to add, I read that the playgrounds are closed, which is like something
playgrounds
we went through
are
last
shut.
Which is outside. Yeah. They're still closing outdoor playgrounds. They're like in another, you're really in like April 2020 over there.
Like, yeah, and then like they shut the kindergartens this week. I got two little kids, and it is absolutely it's death. It's so like
I'm gonna come riot for you. I'm coming to Australia, and I'm bringing my Uzi.
Yeah, good luck getting in.
Oh yeah, so can foreigners come to Australia?
No.
Like literally no. And then how did you?
Not only can foreigners not come to Australia, we can't leave.
Oh, you're trapped.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, like it's one of the few countries in the world. They were like, someone put up a thing saying like the only other countries with an exit ban are like North Korea and Afghanistan.
I think who cares about an exit ban? Why not let you leave?
They just want to rub it in your nose a little bit.
I mean, like who cares if you get COVID somewhere else? You're not there. Like the point is to protect the country, right?
Yeah, I didn't look it up, but I think that part of it is limiting. You can apply for an exemption, but they don't want people to go and come back. They don't want to encourage that, you know?
So what's the process of getting back into the country? Like for you?
Well, so we got in right before they really shut things down. So it was pretty. So when I flew in, we didn't need to apply for an exemption if you're a resident or a citizen. But like, so in my family, I have two little kids. My wife is Russian. Her mom is from Kyrgyzstan. She lived with us in Hong Kong and, she didn't get in. We had to send her both figuratively and literally to Siberia.
You're like, the mother-in-law can't make it. Sorry.
We were like, we're going to Australia. And then we had to be like,
not you.
One person's not coming with us.
She high fives you, and you slowly like pull away from the high five. You're like, no. Nah.
I was like, you know what? That high five's probably the last time we're going to touch each other for a while.
off to Siberia.
So and, Siberia for her. And then, did you guys have to go to a hotel, or what happens next? A quarantine?
Yeah.
Hotel?
So we were okay to fly. Are we getting the flights? That's hard. There's no flights. I got to send you photos of these flights, dude. I am not kidding you. I was on an international flight. There were 20 passengers.
Wow.
On an international flight. Like,
still
forget
they did
about
the big
having,
plane?
Mate, forget about having your huge plane. Forget about having your own row. We had our own entire section of the plane.
Ah, you should have just stayed on the plane. Sounds great.
Oh, God. Would have been the dream. Yeah.
We're going where you're going. Where are you going next? We're in.
So that was a whole thing. And then I found out that we got so you don't get to pick your host. They charge you thousands and thousands of dollars. I paid $5,000 for the quarantine hotel.
Jeez. Wait, really?
They make you quarantine and they make you pay for it?
Yeah.
I didn't realize you had to pay for the hotel. It's crazy.
God. Taxpayers won't pay for that?
Dude, they charge you like it's a 5-star hotel, and it is the shittest hotel, one of the shittest hotels I've ever stayed in.
Room service, charges and everything.
No, mate.
Is it one of those hotels where if you get a soda, but you just move the soda a little bit in the fridge?
Oh, in the mini fridge? Yeah.
In the mini fridge.
They have a sensor.
Oh, no, they didn't have a mini fridge.
What?
It wasn't that nice a hotel. Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
It was. So first of all, like, you land and they, by the way, I first set of flights I bought, flights are crazy expensive. Almost all seats are business class. And the economy is like five times what it would normally be. And they canceled. So I booked a set of flights with Fiji Airways. Now you might think that's a high quality airline.
Sounds good. But they have good water.
They canceled within a day. They canceled every international. Okay. And then wouldn't offer a refund. And they sent me this email. Yeah. Dude, they sent me this email. $5,000.
This is robbery.
They can't not give you a refund.
Dude, they sent an email. It said, every international flight from our airline is canceled. Do not worry about your money. You will be given a credit to use with fee. I'm like, you don't have any international flights. Where? I can't go anywhere.
Now you got to begrudgingly go to Fiji at some point in your life. Yeah.
I love that. Just the audacity to say, do not worry that we're keeping your money.
It's in good shape. We put in a CD. We're investing.
That's the only thing I'm worried about. That's literally the only thing I'm worried about.
Yeah, what else would be your worry besides getting your money back?
So, did you get ship insurance? You didn't get ship insurance, huh?
I call them. I call this airline and they don't even know that their flights have been canceled.
They're in Fiji. They're drunk.
I was like, put the coconut drink down for a second. I'm going to blow your mind. Your airline.
Turn down the Jimmy Buffett.
I was like, your airline's not flying any planes. And she's like, I feel like I'd know that.
a company memo or Slack or something.
I think they would have told me if they stopped flying all of the planes.
That wrong to me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound my airline.
That sounds like something they would mention at least, you know, at around the water cooler or something.
She's probably going to lose her job the next phone call she gets.
She dropped her pina colada here and there.
And they...
She goes, whoa, my lay just blew off my chest.
She was like, stop the margarita blender for a second. Can you say that again?
Put down the coconut shrimp. This guy's got some important news for us.
So I was like, what do I do? And she's like, I'm still getting over the news that we're not flying planes anymore.
She's like, I'm so devastated. I love that we fly planes and stuff.
She goes, sir, how about you stop worrying about yourself for a minute and worry about me? Yeah. I'm the one who had to hear this news.
What do you think? Do you think my job is safe now that they've stopped flying the planes?
No,
What have you heard about my company? So I literally, I emailed them the law and was like, I was in Australia. This is the consumer law. You have to offer me your purchase is in Australia. I'm like, you got to offer me a flight. And they replied, you know what? You're right. That's a valid point. Here you go. Here's what they said. Can you call your bank and try to get them to cancel paying us? Like, what kind of airline is this? Like,
we can't offer a refund. We don't know how to. We already fired the refund person. She's
because we called our bank and they've stopped doing transactions for the next month. That's
are we
the
sure?
Fiji
now let me just present this. National Bank. Are we sure Fiji Airline is a real airline?
Yeah,
that's is this not a company that just cancels everyone day of and doesn't even own a plane?
It's a Ponzi scheme.
This is Kaplan and I. We had an idea to start a fake comedy festival at one point called the Allentown Comedy Festival. And then we take submissions from all these comedians. We charge them $50 each to submit to our festival. And then we just tell them all they didn't get in. And then we don't have the festival.
We should have done it before COVID. And then we could have said COVID canceled it. We're going to have it after COVID's over.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Your money's safe.
Your money's safe.
We'll apply it to the next festival.
Is it Snatch or a Lockstock? You know that Guy Ritchie movie?
Yeah.
He has this scheme where he's like, you're buying these dildos online. And you write the check and it's like, you know, a late night gift or something. And then we were out of stock and you give them the check to get the refund. And it's like hardcore sharp in your ass anal.
Oh, and no one wants it.
They want to cash a check. They want to get the check, get the money back.
this is a very dated joke, by the way. Checks.
These are all, yeah, this is all the same concept.
Yeah, yeah. That was a great movie.
So what happens?
So
they got you on a different flight?
I booked with another airline, Scoot, the high-quality airline
Scoot.
I don't know if sure they have engines.
Scooch, yeah, it is. Like, hey, scooch over. We need.
They
some
make Ryanair seem like a virgin. Like,
it's Singapore Airlines budget airline, and okay. So we get in, and then you would have thought like we were high level, like prison. You know, like we just committed murder. We land in there, and they're just the way we got. Kids there, they didn't care if we got the kids. We lined up for so long. It took us like 5 hours to get out of the airport. I'm Body standing search. There in line, and they said, "Where have you been for the last 14 days?" And I said, "Standing in this line." which you thought they'd have a sense of humor at that point, but no. Mm. And anyway, so we
he
get
said,
to
I've
the
been
room.
On Scooch Airlines.
Yeah, it turns out Scooch doesn't have a sense of humor. So we get in the room. They turned out we'd gotten the worst quarantine. So they allocate you on arrival. You don't get to pick anything. We staying at the Holiday Inn Airport, which turns out to be the worst airline.
Is that like a by-the-hour hotel? Like one of those?
By the minute.
By the minute. You got a heart-shaped bed.
There's
kids, don't use a microscope or a magnifying glass in this hotel.
Yeah.
Is that water? Is that a bottle of water next to the bed? No, it's lubricant. Don't touch it.
Take the batteries off out of that black light pin we got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was just mad. It was insane. So they'd had like an internal PA system for emergencies, and they'd commandeered it and were making announcements inside our rooms from 8 a.m. every morning.
Oh.
So at 8 a.m. in the morning, we get this, your breakfast has arrived. Please pick up. Please put
revelry time. Rise and shine.
Oh.
And
I got little kids. Everyone's like, well, we're up. You know, I'm like.
Oh.
And yeah.
And when you say breakfast has arrived, do they put it outside your door like a prisoner would? Like solitary?
Yeah. And you've got 10 seconds to get it. Like you got to keep COVID out the room. So,
because
you're not allowed
open.
To leave your room. You can't like go down to the pool or anything.
Are you joking, dude? The windows don't open.
They shoot you.
Are you out of your mind? First of all, that place didn't have a pool. It had, you know,
puddle.
Mistake number one in that analysis.
So you're in a hotel room with your wife and your two kids, and you can't leave the hotel room for 14 days.
You can't open the door for more than 10 seconds. We had two rooms with a door in the middle, but it was not enough. And and then so I called them and I'm like, hey, do you have to use this PA system? Do you think maybe you could not use it? And they're like, well, we don't know how to like separate the rooms. So no, I'm like, how about you don't use it? How about you don't use it for anyone? Have you considered
that? How about we just know? You tell us once that breakfast will be out your door at 8 a.m. and we can remember.
And they were like, well, we don't want your food getting cold. I'm like, mate, it's fucking Fruit Loops.
We don't
it's
want not even food. Why do they care if your food gets, what are they, grandma?
Cornflakes, it's not even hot. It's fucking cereal.
Also, it's Australian announcements, Cap. So it's like, yeah, mate, breakfast is ready.
They're like, hey,
come on down, mate.
Your fucking Fruit Loops are ready, you cunts. So,
do you get to order what you like? Like, what cereal you like, or what pick your?
No,
I don't eat meat, or I don't want red meat, or you gonna say anything? Any requests?
Yeah, what if you're a pescatarian,
what if you're kosher, or like, vegetarian?
If you're a vegetarian, kosher. You get hung.
It's a kosher meal.
If you're a Jew, they shoot you, Kaplan.
Yeah.
And you being vaccinated doesn't matter at all. They don't care.
Mate, vaccinated, come from a country that had zero COVID.
Yeah.
And they're acting, I'm like, and they're testing us, and I've done like four tests, you know. Yeah. And the woman's, when we're leaving, she's like, we recommend getting a test 3 days after this. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I don't fucking have it. Like,
where would you bought it for?
All right, wait, we got to take a break and then we'll come back with more. But Kaplan, We are part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network. You are now listening to the World's Smartest Podcast Network. The other shows on this network, Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy with the Ask a Political Scientist podcast, and Professor Andrew Heaton. He's never worked at a university, but he does wear jackets with those elbow patches.
He dresses like he likes to go to Indian restaurants and blow hard to people. So he's a professor in my mind.
Yeah. So Professor Andrew Heaton, the political orphanage. Check out everybody on the podcast network. And now, a word from your local sponsor. All right, we're back.
And we should, say we're going to do a roundtable coming soon with those with Andrew Heaton and Andrew.
Oh, yeah, we have a big roundtable episode coming next week in lead up to the September 16th show with Heaton and I. And then all four of us will be on tour. We're hoping, I think it's going to be either December or January. We're going to be in D.C. doing a live show.
I guess we're not doing Australia.
What's that?
I thought we might do Australia, but I guess we're not doing that.
After this episode, it doesn't sound like it. And then and then LA at some point, too. We're going to be doing all four of us going to Los Angeles to do a live show. All right. So picking up where we left off. So they finally let you out of this quarantine hotel.
I mean, that wasn't even the end of it. So we get in there, by the way. Just one last thing. So the food, no one wants to eat the food. The food is terrible. You can't get anything delivered. But the only thing we're allowed to do is we can order from the supermarket. So no cooked food, but we're just like, all right, we'll get fruit and stuff.
Prepared foods, yeah.
Can't cut the food. So I call them up. I'm like, can we get a knife? And they're like,
Australia.
And they're like, no.
Well, this is a knife.
The references.
I'm like, isn't this what Crocodile
Dundee delivers?
That's my
knives.
Only reference, Crocodile Dundee. Yeah.
Isn't this what you're known for? What about Dingo's got my baby? You know?
So what, are you guys eating a potato like an apple?
Mate.
You've got a steak, like, you're just like.
Literally, and then we're like, can we get a knife? And they're like, nah, it's a security risk. I'm like, we're locked in here. Who the fuck are we going to hurt?
You might kill your family.
All of a sudden, you guys are prisoners?
I'm like, this isn't a
mental kids.
I was like, this isn't a mental asylum. Like, we're in here because we're traveling home. Like, not because we're going to cut
ourselves.
Did
they take your shoelaces, too? Yeah, I was going to say, they take your shoelaces and your belts.
So I was like,
no gang colors, no blue or red.
I said to the guy, I'm like, do you think this is a prison? Like, what are you?
Yes, pretty much.
And then, so I said to them, everything takes a day. They call me back the next day and they're like, can we give you a serrated butter knife? I'm like, listen, I'll be honest with you. If I want to stab my kids, I could do it with a serrated butter knife, but it's really inconvenient to cut fruit with, you know?
Serrated butter knife.
Yeah.
What are your kids doing this whole time, by the way? I got to ask that.
Oh,
like, they're just watching TV or just like?
So my daughter decides to climb up a chair, fall off, hit her head, and puke over the entire hotel room. And we sitting there in just vomit stench because none of the windows open.
Wait, do they have housekeeping?
Because you might jump.
Do housekeeping?
No housekeeping, bro. No one's allowed in. No one's allowed out.
I'm saying, you vomit, though. You have cleaning supplies.
Dude, we sat in vomit stench for 8 hours until I was like, I was just sitting on the phone. And the funny thing about it was like, I call a woman. I'm like, she's like, you know, I feel like we're just going around in circles here. You know, I'm sure you don't want to. She's like, I'm sure you don't want to sit on the phone. I'm like, lady, I'll sit on the phone for 2 weeks straight. I got nothing else to do.
You are the parent of the year. I could never do it. This is like a step. You've hit a new level of parenting that I've never hit to be in a room. Because during the peak of the lockdown here, I have a dog. I would leave the apartment to walk the dog as much as possible. Get the hell out.
Oh, my God. How funny is this? How funny is this? So we were like, our kids need something to do. We need toys. We need to be able to send toys. So they sent us a make the royal family's family tree. Like, I have a 2-year-old and they're wanting
my
kids
inbred?
To figure
what
out
kind of a family tree?
To write the words Prince Andrew on a fucking diagram. Like,
oh, you mean drawing it? Oh, like, draw the family tree?
Writing words. I'm like, this is a 2-year-old, bro. I don't know this.
Can't also, isn't Prince Andrew the pedophile?
I don't know. I think so.
You gotta teach them what you can teach. Whatever they could do during lockdown. Yeah, that's incredible.
I'm like, stay away from this one, kids. This one's no good.
Epstein's Island.
So we got out. Yeah, it's, 2 weeks of that, and then literally day two, hardcore lockdown.
Oh my gosh.
So you had one day of freedom.
We did. We didn't even like we were like, yeah, we'll take our time. You know, we don't need to rush out. You know.
All right. Next so day. This begs the question: if you have all this, if they're this intense, how did coronavirus? How did it spread in Sydney?
So the problem was that there were people flying in. There were people get like us getting exemptions and stuff like that. And it gets through. The Delta is obviously, you know, more infectious and it's come in. And they were getting cases in and they were contract tracing, shutting them down, and it was okay. But the woman that runs the state of New South Wales that Sydney's in is just an absolute moron. And she...
Oh, I heard about Gladys?
Fucking Gladys.
So sounds like Fiji Airlines, Gladys. That's what I pictured.
Gladys is the Fiji Airlines of people. So they got word, they're like, oh, there's 5, there's 10. And she waited 10 days of it just going up and up before she did anything.
Sure.
And by that stage, the cat was out of the bag. She'd missed.
She's like the mayor of Sydney or something, or
premier of the state. So the equivalent of, I guess, a governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what was her strategy when she saw 5-10 cases appearing out of nowhere? Did she say, let's just ignore this, it'll go away?
Yeah. She's like, this'll be fine. She'll be right. And yeah. By the way,
go shoot
lockdown.
Some dogs and we'll be fine.
Sydney's lockdown. They're like, all right, we're in lockdown, but we're going to keep the golf courses and ski lodges open. So people are still
I'm actually okay
mountain.
With that.
But yeah, rich people lockdown, we call that. Poor people lockdown.
I can still tour the country clubs, you're saying.
Yeah, it's yeah. Where's the comedy club? So they open. No.
So they missed the window to do something about it. That's the problem, is like they're trying to do this strategy that you've got to either do it properly or you don't do it. It doesn't work unless you're doing it properly. And they stuffed it up at the beginning. So now she's coming out and said, all right, we're not going to get to zero. It's like, yeah, no shit. You got like 900 cases.
So the idea of getting to zero is now out the window. So I think what they've said is they want to get 70 to 80% of people vaccinated before they let
people back
out.
Well, so there's real separation between the states. So New South Wales is there like, we think we're okay. Every other state's like, nah, we're keeping the borders shut and we are going to try to keep it to zero. Like, so most of them are trying to get it to zero. And there's this study that came out that said that if you're at 70 to 80%, you know, your society is going to be manageable. But then they're now realizing that study was premised on having a low number of active cases. And they're like, well, that doesn't actually apply if we've got an explosive number of cases, we're not opening up. Mm. So now they're even saying they're not going to open up at 70 to 80%, or certainly it's going to be slow when they do it.
Well, you guys screwed up because we were so bad with COVID last year that we have a lot of our anti-vax people, at least they have antibodies, so they got like some immunity.
Yeah, they all got coronavirus.
They already got coronavirus. You guys were so good last year that you don't have that advantage that we have. We were thinking, our president last year was thinking one step ahead of the game. He's playing chess with you guys. So,
although I wouldn't say we're better. We're the one. We still have like hundreds of that. We have 100.
Well, we have a lot of cases
but, a day.
Right, but
dude,
I mean,
dude, you have a 1,000 cases a day. You have 1,000 cases a day. Sorry, 1,000 deaths a day.
Yeah, we have 150,000 cases a day.
Right.
Well, so you guys have like 1,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Which
maybe. They're going to get worse. We can't get worse, right? I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway,
how's this affecting government? Like Morrison is your prime minister, right?
Scott Morrison. Yeah. Yeah. It's been more focused on the state level than the national level. I'm not really hearing that much about him. It's been, news has just been washed out with whatever because like the state, the premier for Melbourne, the equivalent of the governor, he is a very, you know, so the Liberal Party here is the Conservative Party.
Yeah. It's confusing. Yeah.
Just the name. And then the Labor Party is, you know, the not conservative party. And he's like hardcore, like will violate any rights just to get it done. And the whole state is just separated. People think he's doing a good job or they want to murder him.
Oh, because he's pro lockdown, like whatever we have
he's
to do.
He's hard pro hardcore lockdown. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had such a not a political country at all, and all anyone talks about now is politics. It's just crazy.
Really? And is he from the Labour Party or from the Liberal Party, which is
he's from the Labour Party, and Gladys is, I think, Liberal. I need to check it, but I'm pretty sure she's Liberal.
So it's breaking down along the same lines as it breaks down in the US, because that's similar like the pro-business to the US.
Party is more,
Yeah, I guess it's pro-business versus health at all costs.
Is Morrison in the, Morrison's in the Liberal, like the he's a conservative, right? I believe.
Yeah, Morrison is Liberal. Yeah, Gladys is Liberal. Morrison has been pretty big on getting the cases down and keeping the borders shut, you know, so it's not.
He said that the vaccine, he didn't think it was like, he said it was like not a race in the beginning, like you take your time.
Oh, yeah, which is ridiculous. He said it's not a race to get the vaccine, and we're just like, what planet are you living on? It genuinely is.
Sure, it's one mistake. It's a little laissez-faire, but laid back Australian, I don't know.
Yeah, that really pissed off a lot of people because it was right before things exploded as well. And it's like, well done losing that race.
Yeah. So so you think it's six more months?
Look, I'm like, so they're saying that we'll hit 70 to 80% in like late November or mid-November. And maybe that comes forward if people realize how bad things are getting. But if my prediction is, New South Wales is going to get ugly. They're going to get a lot of deaths and they're going to get a lot of cases. And I think it's going to get really messy up there because it's just, they've been protected. I mean, Kat made a good point. Like they haven't had COVID. Like no one has antibodies. They're a completely vulnerable community that's about to get absolutely crushed by not regular COVID, but Delta. So
what about like the middle of the country? What's happening with like the Aboriginal community?
It's a desert. I don't know.
There's no one there.
The middle of Australia.
Recognize the Aborigines.
Most of Australia is a desert, right? You know that. There's not that many. It's not the population.
I thought it was a forest.
Yes, I knew that. Of course, I knew that.
Kaplan, we definitely did not know that.
Like mostly.
That's a great
desert.
Fact, though, to start telling people at cocktail parties. You know, most of Australia is a desert.
So I always thought it was a forest, like a jungle.
Nah.
Right. Or a swamp.
I thought it was like cool highways, lots of cool highways, and I saw a video game.
Cool.
Like I don't know, cool. Scenic, lots of scenery while you drive around.
Oh yeah, me too.
No,
I mean you know, there's obviously there are forests and there's pretty parts of the country, but people live on the coasts. The center
knew,
of the,
well, no, we
there's
knew
no.
That.
There's no major cities in this like in the center of the.
There's no middle Australia the way we have. Yeah,
middle it's America. Desert. Yeah, if you look at it, like if you look at Australia, it's like most of it's desert. So, yeah, I mean, to say that they have small communities been hit, some of them around Sydney in the state, but in other areas, they didn't have people, they haven't had exposure. I mean, there's no international flights going into small towns.
Yeah.
So Delta's not coming in there. It's not, the borders have been controlled pretty well. Like the borders are porous in the sense that if it really explodes in Sydney, they're not going to be able to stop it from getting across. But it hasn't exploded yet, and they're doing quite a good job of protecting the borders.
How do you protect a state border? Because is it like you've been to the U.S. obviously. Like in the U.S., there's a million roads that come in and out of every single state. So to put cops at every single road is like feels unfathomable. How do you do it in Australia?
Yeah, I mean. Again, it's a smaller country but like, do you take like on the border of Victoria and New South Wales, there's a place called Albury Wodonga, and Albury is in Victoria. The border is a river, but there's a city that sits on either side of the river. So there's people who like can't go to the other half of the city.
Oh, wow.
And it's not really practical. You know, you can't really stop them from getting across. That's the point.
Yeah.
But they're using police and apparently they're working really hard to keep it shut. And it's true that it's not like it's definitely been prevented from getting into other states to a large degree, but it's small cases coming through that's not going to stop. Like it's a drip that's not going to stop.
Yeah. And what about, do you guys have anti-vaxxers?
Yeah, who, yeah, and no, we don't know what, how many we don't know how many we have. So that's like the problem with anti-vaxxers is they determine the point at which your vaccination rates slow down. You know, so you get to 0 to 60 pretty easily, but how many anti-vaxxers are going to stop you from getting to 60 to 80? How slow are they going to make that? It's we don't know. And the other thing is that like people are canceling. People have now realized that AstraZeneca is not the best thing to have, and they're canceling like day of their appointments. People are canceling 10,000 appointments a day in Victoria alone right now. And I don't think they're anti-vaxxers. I think they're probably going Pfizer's coming because they know that it's coming. But the problem is
if you're
that
an
you're
older
delaying,
person and you, yeah, that's
what's
that's,
that?
That's yeah, dangerous. It's hard to know. Like we didn't know. Cap, did you think we would have 80 million anti-vaxxers? That was a number higher than I expected.
No, but I knew we'd have a lot. I think we have two different things though. There's anti-vaxxers, like hardcore, and there's softer who are like, I'll get it eventually, but I don't want to get it early type people.
Vaccine hesitant.
Because there's people still getting the vaccine. Like I was in CVS in the pharmacy.
There's still
yesterday.
A million people
there's
a day.
There's five
now
people
the
waiting
vaccine.
In line to get the vaccine. And I was like, I would love to have interviewed them and be like, what's your process?
Sure.
But there's different types, but I knew there'd be a lot of people like those. I didn't know. There's more hardcore than I expected, but yeah, that's. But
can I tell you a good stat? A good stat that I picked up the other day. In the history of vaccines, a side effect has never appeared more than 3 months after the jab.
Interesting.
What? Oh, after the shot.
More than 3 months.
Side effects never appeared.
So the wait and see people are right for 3 months, and then.
Well, that's the thing is like. You could say wait and see at some point, but now you've got hundreds of millions of people.
Right, like a billion people worldwide probably, right?
It's okay. We have like, you're not going to get a bigger sample size than that. Like some massive portion of humanity has taken it.
So 3 months after, there's never been a side effect. This is, oh my gosh.
Dr. Curtin.
That's a
another
great.
Another blowhard stat.
That's a great blowhard stat. That's a cocktail and then, party stat.
And then the other thing is like, whereas COVID, the long haul is like, we're just discovering how bad the long-term effects of COVID are, you know? And so the point that they're trying to make is like, it's not what's the vaccine going to do to me. It's like, do you want to be vaccinated or not when you eventually get COVID?
Right.
Yeah.
Or how many months out is it on average when you take like cow fertilizer to cure your COVID? Do you get a, no. That's what people are doing here. They're taking all sorts of crazy, they don't take the vaccine, but they're taking all sorts of crazy like fake medicines. Like
Kaplan, a source of mine in New Mexico told us that last night, actually.
Oh, that's got to be Uncle Keith.
It's not.
I know somebody whose husband has COVID and I saw mentioning like, oh, we have this Invertin or whatever it's called. We have it standing by. And I'm like calling them up after we did this pod. I'm like, do not let your husband take that.
Do you guys know about this? So ivermectin was like the right wing were all saying, oh, it's a cheap available drug that eradicates COVID and their drug companies are not selling it to us because they can't make money off it. Anyway, so then they turned out the study that everyone was basing it on was done from some Egyptian guy who they discovered had clearly just made it up. He's just made everything up. And so then they did a prop. Yeah. And you know what's funny is like the biggest champion for ivermectin was Muhammad, the Egyptian comedian.
Yes.
And I'm like,
Muhammad,
of course you
Muhammad
believe
Magdi. He doesn't go by Muhammad, the Egyptian comedian, although that would be a good stage name.
And he was a guest of ours. Now I'm in favor of it. If we believe anything our guests tell us. So.
Muhammad invented this idea?
So anyway, they did it. So they were like, maybe we should do a proper study into it. They did it, and it doesn't do anything. It's just sugar water.
Kills you. People are dying from it, but yeah.
My gosh. Anyway. All right. Well, that's it. Andy, thanks so much for doing the show, man.
Yeah, thanks
for
having me on, guys.
Staying up late with us here in Australia.
I'm going to go to bed and sleep.
Go to bed. It's past midnight for you.
Are you allowed
your
to stick your head
gonna
out
be up.
At
your
night
kids
here?
Are going to be up in a couple hours over there. So,
what time can I go out at night? I can't go out.
You to stick your head outside and go for a little stroll or that they'll shoot you.
I mean, I could go for a walk. Like as exercise, but you know, not really. It's 1 o'clock in the morning here.
Go out in the yard.
All right. It's anyway. 1 in the morning. Cap, that's it. Andy, thanks for doing the show. Kaplan, what should we do?
I guess we should get lost.
Get lost.
Lost in America.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.